Last week, the state's Public Campaign Finance Commission issued a plan to allow candidates for state offices to receive public matching grants for some campaign donations under $250. But advocates worry that the final report left out a key legal clause, and that could jettison the entire program if any one part of it is successfully challenged in court. Capital correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
It's called a severability clause, and it's often included to protect a new law from court challenges. Chi-Sun Lee, who is senior counsel to the Brennan Center for Justice at New York University, says in layman's terms that means that if one part of a new statute is successfully challenged and struck down in court, then the rest of the law still stands.
It's a standard boilerplate piece of the legislation that says, should one little piece be found invalid, the rest of the program shall keep going.
But Lee says even though the commission in its final meeting voted to include the provision, she was surprised to see that it was left out of the final report.
We're very concerned about that.
The commission's recommendations include a public matching fund program for the races for governor, lieutenant governor, attorney general, and controller, as well as for the Senate and Assembly, that Lee says is an enormous step forward. But the commission also imposes tougher requirements for minor parties to qualify to be on the ballot. Instead of 50,000 votes on the statewide ballot every 4 years, they'd be required to win 130,000 votes every 2 years. The Working Families Party and the Conservative Party are challenging the new ballot access requirements in court. Arguments will be heard December 12th. Lee says those challenges may have a chance of success. She says while the public campaign finance program was based on extensive data, including studies done by the Brennan Center, the new rules for minor parties to qualify for the ballot are on shakier ground.
Some of those decisions came so late in the process and were such dramatic departures from today's rules that we're really troubled by what we think is a lack of a basis.
Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie has two appointees on the nine-member commission. They both voted in favor of the final recommendations. Hastie, at the Capitol for a pre-2020 session conference with his Democratic members, says there's a reason why all the commission's recommendations should stand or fall together. He says with $100 million of taxpayer money being spent on public campaign financing, there needs to be more proof that a political party is credible and deserving of public funds.
That you don't make it so easy for people to access funds because they may have lost a primary on another line just so they can access public funds.
The legislature has a chance in the next 3 weeks to make changes to the commission's recommendations before they take effect. Lee with the Brennan Center says the lawmakers should take this opportunity to amend them and include the severability clause. Speaker Hastie says lawmakers have not yet decided whether they'll do so.
It's hard for me to predict. Members like parts. There were some concerns. Some members are happy there's a system. Some people are saying we can't always let, perfection stand in the way of good. And I just say it's a wait-and-see approach.
Senate leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins has said that even if the commission's recommendations become law at the end of the month, the legislature can still change them next year, since the public campaign financing system will not take effect until 2024 for legislative races and 2026 for statewide races. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.